established, and you'll never live with endurance, perseverance, patience. Right? So the farmer does what's necessary. He breaks up the fallow ground. He gets it ready. He plants the seed, and he waits for the early and latter rain. And he knows that he's added work to his faith. Right? And he's got expectation. The Bible says he goes to bed. He wakes up. Whoa. How'd that happen? Crops. Right? I remember one time I planted beans. I love to garden. I actually have a very blessed garden, and it's just really cool. And we put the stuff in jars, and if you'd go down in my basement, you'd probably, if you didn't have righteous judgment, think I'm living in fear and waiting for the end times, and I'm prepared to eat forever. Because I got my garden on the shelves, and it's hundreds of jars. It's just good. It's just because we eat that way and live. It's not because we're storing up. But if anything like that happens, you can all come to my place. It'll be going in a couple days, and we'll live by faith. Amen. Okay. Oh, God. I'll have an army at my house. Dan, you said you got the grub. I just said to my wife, I said, you know, if we had to and just eat what's necessary to live, we could probably go a long time. She said, years. That's what she said. I said, we could probably go for months. She said, years. But one year I planted beans, which are very easy to grow. They're very faithful. You pop them in the ground in the growing season, in the warm sun, in the rain, and they just pop up. And sometimes it's not many days after you put them in, and they grow so easy, and anybody can grow beans. You can grow beans. And well, they grow all year long. But watch this. One year I put the beans in. And the nights were a little colder. And the days were nice, but the nights were a little colder. Next thing